It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. And we'd like to welcome Blue Healer, a group from right here in Austin and vicinity. They describe their music as pop music with teeth. And they're the trio of David Beck on electric and upright bass, Dees Stribling on drums, and Brian Mammel on keyboards and vocals. So without further ado, let's be serenaded by Blue Healer live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Called Crystal Chandeliers from our live in Studio 1A guest today, Blue Healer. And they're playing tomorrow early, I guess afternoon and evening, starting at 5 o'clock over at the Wind Down, which is right below ACL Live at the Moody Theater on street level there on 2nd Street, part of our wind down series. And I guess the address is 310 2nd Street, probably.
There it is.
Right. All right. Well, David Beck, along with Dee Stribling, kind of rose out of the ashes of Sons of Fathers, a group that we had in Studio 1A a number of times.
Yeah, like a phoenix.
Yeah, like a phoenix. So talk about how this group came about after Sons of Fathers kind of disintegrated.
Well, it imploded in a much like a star. And then and then we were just hanging out, and we ran into Brian at Bolden Creek, actually. Mm-hmm. And we kind of realized that these three pieces would work really well together. And so we started writing music.
Well, the sound is certainly much different than kind of that Americana folksy sound that your previous band had. So, you know, it's a keyboard band as opposed to, you know, jangly guitars, mm-hmm. folky guitars. So how did it all come together?
A big thing was I was at the Goodwill in San Marcos, and
that's where
I saw
keyboard came from.
Yeah, we have a vintage Roland Juno for all the people that switched on over there. This is a Juno, and it was sitting at Goodwill, and I got it, and it's really cool, and it's sort of a key part to the sound, I think, and it's just fun. We didn't think too much about it, you know.
And I think that's part of the deal too, is we all, I mean, cause I was in Sons of Fathers too, and we had all, you know, done that thing, and you grew up in Texas and you're used to playing, like I grew up playing Honky Tonk piano, and, you know, you're just, it's incorporated into who you are. But then there's also like that teenage kid that you are listening to punk rock and whatever else in your, you know, in your garage. Yeah, exactly. And you're, you know, so some of that just comes back out, I think. Like, good music is just good music, and this sort of goes back to, I think, how we've felt as listeners enjoying stuff when you're 17, 18, 19, just mm-hmm. starting to enjoy playing music out and live.
Well, the vocals are a big part of this band also, kind of the blending of the voices.
There you go. Yeah. I just think of all these songs as country songs, and we put synth on them, and... Mm-hmm. Let me see what happens.
Yeah, to my ear, it was sounding a lot like kind of R&B stuff, you know.
Sure, yeah, there's certainly elements of that, I think. I don't know, it's fun. At shows, we'll get a bunch of comparisons that are just sort of all over the map. And I think when you see a live show, there really is, like, we've got a record that we just are fixing to release here on September 9th. But there's all 13 tracks on that. Kind of run the gamut as far as different styles, but I think it all holds together, and or at least that's our hope.
So the album will be self-titled, Blue Healers, and it comes out September 9th. You're doing an in-store at Waterloo Records on Labor Day, Monday, September the 5th at 5 o'clock for that. Also, you'll be playing the second weekend of ACL Fest. That's Saturday of the second weekend. And then you're having a big album release show at the end of October at the Parish. So you guys are pretty big. And you'll be on the road in between all of that.
You kind of filled up your thing there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. It's always nice to have something to say about the band.
Yeah.
You know? But most importantly, you can catch them tomorrow at 5 o'clock over right after work, in fact, at the 310, part of our wind down series. So can we get you gentlemen to do another tune for us?
Yeah, this one is called Bad Weather.
Yeah, and we just released, this song just came out on All Things Go today.
I couldn't get the link to work on Facebook.
Yeah, so it's this song just premiered, and we're stoked on it, so we're going to play it for you guys. We'll be right back.
Now listen, sometimes I hear her say, I ought to stay away. Oh, but she's the one who should be with. Yeah, tell me what good, what good's a ghost?
Live in Studio 1A and their tune Bad Weather, which I will assume is on the new album.
It is on the new album.
Okay, we'll look for that to drop on September the 9th. Again, they'll be doing an in-store at Waterloo on Labor Day at 5 o'clock. That's September the 5th. And most immediately, you can catch them tomorrow down at the 310 2nd Street at 5 o'clock, part of our Wind Down series. Well, great to have you guys in. Great to see you back.
Thank
all
you
of
so
you guys
much.
Back again. And we'll look forward to that album coming out. So the band's going to do one more live, and we're going to have all three songs up on our website shortly. Also, we have our videographers here, so there'll be some video on our website, kutx.org, as well. Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be here till 2 o'clock with lots more music. It's KUTX 98.9.